In 2004, in an office in Blackfoot, Idaho, 23 potato growers got together to see what they could do about the sorry state of potato prices. That, at least, is how a class action lawsuit describes the genesis of a group that would become the powerful United Potato Growers of America. Journalist Matt Jenkins wrote about the group for High Country News in 2007. The article was titled, "The Sultans of Spuds."
Potato farmers have historically had a pretty tough road to hoe, so to speak. They would get these years where there'd be a really good year and potato prices would go really high, and then the following year, people would just plant like crazy. You know, drive prices down, everybody would take a huge beating.
The United Potato Growers, at first just an Idaho cooperative, sought to bring together the notoriously independent-minded potato farmers. Jenkins says the basic idea was counterintuitive. You pay someone to make you grow less.
You know, you sign up and you agree to play by the rules, and then they kind of coordinate, okay, this is the overall nationwide production target for this year.
The production target would prevent a potato glut on the market. Jenkins says officials in the organization told him they would check up on farms to make sure the growers weren't planting too much, and even examined aerial photos and satellite imagery of members' fields. The Idaho Cooperative soon became a national cooperative of cooperatives, representing 80% of the industry, including growers in Washington, Oregon, and California. A sister organization formed in Canada. You might recognize some of the labels associated with the groups.
I eat dole. I eat to win.
Idahoan Foods applauds all you.
The University of Idaho study found that the price Idaho farmers could get for a 100-pound bag of potatoes reached a record high in August of 2008. $19 was the going rate. Compare that with $2.42 in some of the worst years for potato growers. Again, journalist Matt Jenkins.
You know, the fact that they're in court right now is, I think, a sign of just how successful they were in erasing this roller coaster ride that, you know, all the farmers were going through for decades and decades and decades.
The potato growers are in court now because a group of grocers claims the organization violated what's known as the Capper-Volstead Act. It's a 1922 law that allows farmer co-ops to coordinate in ways that would be illegal for most businesses. But according to the lawsuit, the potato growers went too far. The lawsuit claims that under the banners of market unity and stabilization, potato growers engaged in classic cartel behavior. Jerry Wright is the head of the United Potato Growers of America, based in Salt Lake City. He and other members of the organization are in the midst of being deposed by lawyers, so Wright declined to talk much in detail about the case. What he would say is that the purpose of the co-op is to be a source of information for growers.
So this is not some smoke-filled room with the shades drawn and some sort of a conspiracy. We're very confident completely followed the law, and we're very confident that we'll have a favorable outcome in court.
Wright says many of the assertions in the lawsuit are flat out wrong. The potato industry is not the only ag business to be accused of manipulating the market. Other lawsuits have gone after an alleged cranberry cartel, a mushroom cartel, an egg cartel. And there's a reason these are all happening now, says Peter Carstensen. He's a professor of antitrust law at the University of Wisconsin. He says it's easier than ever to organize entire ag sectors because there are fewer people involved, and they represent thousands of acres.
As they become larger, they are much more focused on what can they do to raise their profits. And saying, gee, you know, if we could raise the price of a potato by 2 cents a pound, we could really make a lot more money.
Of all the antitrust lawsuits against farmers, Carstensen says the potato case may be the most likely to go to the Supreme Court if it doesn't settle. And the University of Wisconsin professor believes that controlling supply, if that's indeed what went on, is blatantly illegal market manipulation.
You're not authorized any more than allowing all the plumbers in Madison to get together and agree that they won't repair old sinks. They'll insist that you buy new sinks. That's not the way you make a market function.
The judge now hearing the potato case understands that argument. In a 2011 memorandum decision, Judge Lynn Windmill drew this distinction. Farmers are allowed to work together to control processing, handling, and marketing. They can share information. They can even set prices once the crop has been harvested. But the judge says controlling how many potatoes there are to begin with, that's a different story. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.